Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian, we welcome in now Ben McDonald, ESPN and SEC Network College Baseball Analyst. Big Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Just talking about how potentially four SEC teams in the field of eight at the College World Series if Auburn handles business tonight.
And yeah. Ben, who would have guessed that one of those wouldn't be Tennessee?
I think to say we should have. If we're going to say four, we should have five, because I don't think anybody saw that coming. I mean, if there was ever a team that I thought was going to make it to Omaha and win the College World Series, it was Tennessee, you know. But the curse of the number one seed still lives. And you guys know the story. Yep. Since 1999, when we went to a 64-team field only once, it was the Miami Hurricanes that did it the very first year, won the national title, being the number one seed. Since then, no number one seed has won the national title, and obviously it will not happen this year.
Now, Ben, you got to like this as a pitcher, and you are right there observing it. Ole Miss didn't allow a run sweeping Southern Miss. I mean, I know you got to score if you're going to win, right? I mean, that's pretty impressive how Ole Miss is peaking right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a crazy stat for you. Ole Miss did not have one shutout the entire year in 60 games, and yet they go to a super regional, and they get back-to-back shutouts. How about that?
Whoa,
and it just
that's
shows
unreal.
You how crazy, yeah, it just shows you how crazy the game of baseball is. I mean, look, a month and a half ago, nobody would have gave you a nickel for Ole Miss, right? I mean, they were right preseason.
Right.
Towards the top, and they actually were ranked number one about 2 weeks into the season, but it got sideways in a hurry. And you know what? But a tip of the cap to Mike Bianco and that staff, and of course the kids for sticking together and kind of get it going down the stretch. And look, they got hot, man. They've won 13 of their last 16 games now, and it's weird how you can peak at the right time, and you guys know all about that. And all of a sudden, the pitching staff has kind of found their roles. The offense has really been really good all year long. But the defense has been really bad, kind of like LSU's defense. But when you go back the last couple weeks, man, they've even picked the defense up. They are playing clean baseball right now. And Ole Miss, I'm going to tell you, it almost feels like they're playing with house money, nothing to lose right now, and they're a dangerous team right now.
Ben, I talked to a Major League Baseball scout last week, and I told him, give me a team you think going to Omaha could win it. And very quickly he told me Arkansas. He said, Mike, other than Tennessee – I'm telling you, they may be the most talented team to head to Omaha. Now, he thought Tennessee would get there, but he said, I think Arkansas would be a close second.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. It almost feels like Arkansas has still not played their best baseball. And that's hard to say because they won 18 games in conference this year, you know, out of 30, which is a good year. But, you know, you look down the line, that offense that was the number one offense in the SEC and one of the tops in the country – last year really hadn't gotten going, and they really returned most of those ball players, and so some of those guys have underperformed in some ways, and all of a sudden Arkansas is there with a chance. And look, Dave Van Horn, we know how many times he has been to Omaha. This is his ninth trip to Omaha. I think he's gone seven times with Arkansas and twice with Nebraska. He's been there enough times and have never won it. So this, you're right, this very well could be Arkansas's year to kind of backdoor in it. They were much more impressive last year.
Right, and they choked. They choked like Tennessee.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. They were the number one seed last year, right? And
right.
They didn't make it out of their super regional, you know? And so, but it's weird how, you know, you can come to Omaha with not quite as much talent as maybe you had, or not quite as good a team as you had. But if you're playing good at the right time, you can win this whole thing.
Now, you know, Ben, I guess trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you look at the tradition of LSU and the expectations to go to the College World Series, Like you said, look, they clinched their 11th trip to go to the College World Series in program history, that being the Razorbacks. But if you look at what have you done for me lately, what, five straight regional appearances to lead the nation. So you would have to say that Arkansas baseball and that I think even Coach Johnson said this, and you know, Arkansas was just better than us when we played them. So when you look, we look at Arkansas and obviously Ole Miss and kind of being on a roller coaster. How do you view Auburn? Now, it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen against Oregon State. But the Auburn Tigers, that's another team that's been kind of under the radar.
Very under the radar. Because, look, they came to the SEC tournament in Hoover, and they lose their first game. And we quit talking about it. They went home, you know.
Right.
And we forgot about Auburn in some ways. And all they've done this year is win. It's not been impressive. I mean, they got Sonny DeShera, who, you know, their best hitter, and he's very impressive. But it's kind of an okay pitching staff, and it's kind of a little bit above average, you know, offense and a pretty good defense. But it doesn't jump at you like some of the other teams that are out there as far as wow you kind of power. But yet, Butch Thompson's got his team ready to go, and they just keep on winning ball games, you know. And so, you know, I wouldn't pick them to win the College World Series if they do get there, but it's a team that could surprise some folks for sure. It's just a solid baseball team that knows how to win.
Now, Ben, looking at both of them will join the SEC later, but I guess the rich get richer. You look at the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns, and then that's one thing maybe with all the money they have, that being University of Texas and Austin, you think their football program would be better. But this caught my attention. If you look at their winning percentage, whether it's a regional or a super regional, it's basically like 75% the best in the field of all the teams, second all time among teams that have played a minimum of at least 25 such games. So that's one thing. They've been overall consistent. We talk about a regional, super regional, that being the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, no, look, they're a consistent bunch, you know, and you guys remember, you know, David Pierce was at Tulane for some years, you know,
right.
And of course he goes over to University of Texas, and look, he was solid at Tulane, but I don't think anybody saw this coming. And look, 4 of the 5 years he's been at Texas, they've been in the NCAA tournament, and he's going to make his third trip to Omaha with the Longhorns in just, you know, a 4-year period. So he's been really good. They got probably the player of the year, the guy that's going to win the Golden Spikes Award. Probably no doubt, hands down, Ivan Melendez. And, you know, he's hit .396 with 32 home runs and 94 RBI. So it's not a typical Texas team. Typically, when you think about Texas, you think about elite pitching and elite defense with just enough offense to kind of get you through it, you know. But this year, it's just the opposite. This offense is hitting .318 overall. Here's a number for you. They've hit 128 home runs this year. The most they ever hit in a single season in program history before that was back in 2010. They hit 81 home runs. They got 128
Whoa.
This year.
Wow.
And so, yeah, they got seven guys in their lineup in double digits home runs, including Melendez, who's got 32. They hit .318 as a team. They can bang it, guys. And so the pitching staff is okay. They got a couple solid starters, but the bullpen has been a train wreck for Texas all year long, and they've lost some close games. And they were a team that was ranked really, really high there for a while and kind of fell off in the middle part of the season. But then their bullpen is kind of getting it going a little bit. And so they're going to be a dangerous team just because offensively there's not many better in Omaha than the Texas Longhorns. They can really swing it.
Ben, LSU is getting Dylan Teabrake through the transfer portal out of Creighton. He was Creighton's ace, 2.81 ERA in 93 innings pitched. What do you know? Do you like this move for LSU and Jay Johnson?
And Ben, yeah. with Christian saying, like, Big East pitcher of the year, but oh, he hasn't faced SEC hitters. I don't know. I look at UConn. They're legit. I mean, well, how do you view him coming into the SEC?
Well, I would tell people that say that. I mean, look, the guy, Chase Dolander over at Tennessee, came from Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
He said the same thing about him. Only thing he did was walk on campus at Tennessee and become the Southeastern Conference Pitcher of the Year and first-team All-American. So don't worry about where they come from. The question is, can they pitch? And anytime a kid's been the Big East Pitcher of the Year 2 years in a row, it says something, right? And so he's a strike thrower. And it, look, and Jay, you know, I talked to Jay the other day. He's like, look, I said, what you up to, coach? He said, I'm trying to find us a weekend rotation. You know, and that's what he's up to right now. And so that's a guy you could plug in your weekend rotation right there. I mean, can't miss guy. He's got the experience. I know it's not SEC experience, but the fact he's been on the bump and been a starter and been the pitcher of the year in the conference 2 years in a row, you can plug him in. You know, I still like Ty Floyd. If he can develop some type of off-speed pitch, I think he's a real weekend rotation guy. But the key for LSU is going to be the MLB draft coming up, guys. I mean, they've signed 18 guys. It's the number one recruiting class in the country.
You might lose half.
Yes, right. The big, but here's the kicker to that, though. I had a scout at the SEC tournament told me the other day, he said, Ben, this class is so strong, even if Jay loses half of them to the MLB draft, he's still going to have the number one recruit class in the country.
Whoa, so, that, now that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, so, I mean, LSU may get lucky, and maybe you get more than half the campus. If you get more than half the campus, watch out. And, of course, the transfer portal is going to be really big. I know Jay's out there trying to hammer some middle infielders out. I'm hearing some good rumors going around that I can't really talk about, but there's some proven shortstops that are out there at other programs that have hit the portal, and Jay might be in line to get those guys too. So we always said this about Jay Johnson. You ain't going to out-recruit him. You ain't going to outwork him. I'm telling you right now, he's on that phone 24-7 right now trying to get this LSU program back on the map, and I think the future is very bright in Baton Rouge.
Now, Ben, speaking of the transfer portal, that's going basically from the outhouse to the penthouse. How about the Aggies? Texas A&M, coach, or I say Schlotznagel, if I'm pronouncing that right, from TCU.
Yeah,
from TCU, and he goes to A&M, and all of a sudden, look, they're going to Omaha. And their transfer portal, that's a perfect example right there.
It is. Look, I'm not a huge fan of it, you know. I just think it's the wild, wild west right now. But if you're trying to rebuild a program right now, that's the way to do it. And I told somebody this the other day, and you guys can relate. It's kind of like Schlossnagel got to campus in College Station, and he realized he had a deficiency. And he went out, and it's like he was going to make a gumbo, right? And he just started throwing all these pieces into a pot. He got 15 new guys, 10 of them from the transfer portal. He threw them all into a pot, and he came out smelling like a rose. I'm going to tell you, they won. That program last year won 9 conference games. He wins 19 this year in his first year.
Wow.
They're going to Omaha. And look, he's been 5 times before. Don't forget about that. But he was at TCU.
Right.
He took TCU to 5 College World Series, 4 in a row at one time. Whoa. Now, he never won it, but he's a real coach. Like, he's a real dude. And he got these guys playing well. And look, tip of the cap to him, because it all kind of came together for A&M. And that is a dangerous team as well.
Ben McDonald, ESPN and SEC Network, college baseball analyst, former Tiger himself. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
All right. Talking game 5 of the NBA Finals with Ryan McDonough next here on Sports Talk.
We need to get the next
WWL.
Ben McDonald to LSU. That's what we need.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.